You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined by Alex Whitaker, one of the producers behind Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant, which is showing in Otipoti for this year's New Zealand International Film Fest, a prolific background in music videos and short films and their body of work across film. Celebrates and embodies distinctive voices, ambitious creative vision, and strong thematic premises. Here now to chat about the film. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, thank you, Lily. How are you?
I'm good. You're my first chat of the day. I always like to ask people, have you had a coffee yet?
I have. Good. I've had a coffee and a piece of toast with hummus on it.
Oh, beautiful. Look, you're doing better than most people. I was like, I'm doing this before I had a coffee, I haven't eaten anything. And I'm like, I couldn't say a word that made any sense before that.
Absolutely. I'm with you there.
So giving our listeners a little bit of context for the film, Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant. It's an Aotearoa comedy body horror film. The protagonist, this is Slack and Mary, who after a very kind of strange sexual encounter with her neighbour, finds herself alien pregnant, like the film says. Yourself, you're a producer, and it was directed and edited by duo Thunderlips. It's described as a Kiwi classic gross-out, which I definitely agree with, and balances lived experience with outrageous imagination. Now, the lived experience, it comes from you, because it was your pregnancy with Jordan of Thunderlips that was the inspiration for this film. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely, yeah. I guess the originating seed was just it during being pregnant, the amount of times that we said to each other, gosh, this is so alien and weird, watching my belly roll around, and the juxtaposition of that against the fact that obviously it's also the most human thing in the world and we've been doing it forever was wild and crazy. But I think where the film really started to take shape was actually in our experience with the medical institution. And I have to say, I'm so grateful that we have public healthcare in New Zealand, and we should be funding it more for sure. But it's not without its patriarchal overtones, and the way that the doctors treated me and talked to me felt normal for me, but very not normal for Jordan. He was quite surprised by it. And in conversation around that and through that experience, through also talking to the other parents that we were meeting along the way, the other mums and their experiences with the medical institution, I think that's really where the film was born. That and the body horror of the whole experience too.
Yeah, that brings up such a good point that I think that women enter hospitals, they enter these health situations, and to them this is what they've been dealing with their whole life. And then when a man comes in and it's like, whoa, this is different to my experiences, this is a whole different level of kind of authority that person feels over your body and your health.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was quite wild. And we also had our baby was breech, which means that she was coming out butt first instead of head first. And that's not something that the New Zealand medical institution is comfortable with at all. So that sort of added a lot of stakes to the situation as well.
Yeah. And so it started out as a short film.
It did. Well, actually, no. To be completely honest, it started as a feature film script. And as we tried to get the feature film off the ground, it became apparent to us that Thunderlips as a directing duo had made so many music videos that had been recognized around the world, multiple Vimeo staff picks and international music video award noms. But in the film space, they needed to be proven. And so we concocted a short film out of the feature, taking some of our favorite parts of the feature film script, and made that to prove them as directors to the film commission, to the marketplace, to kind of say they're not just music video directors, they can make a film as well. And so what that meant was that once the short film was finished, we were able to show up in the marketplace with an amazing feature script and immediately secure finance and partners, market partners for that film, which worked really well. A short film is a great way to generate momentum for your feature script.
Yeah, it's an interesting space, isn't it? I think that people outside of the film landscape in Aotearoa don't really know how it works, but I have friends who, you know, they have the feature script, they have producers, and even then they're like, but we do actually need you to make a short film first so that we know that you are viable and that other people who are funding this know that you're viable.
Yeah, it's an interesting art form because it's so expensive to participate in.
Yeah,
it takes millions of dollars to make a film, which is unlike, I guess, a book. You can write that in your own time, you know, from home, and perhaps you might need a few people involved as editors, or a painting even, or even a theatre show, you know, a group of friends and a venue will get you a theatre show and a bit of will. But a film requires hundreds of thousands of dollars of gear, the kind of gear that, you know, you could buy a house with. It's so expensive to make.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, the risk is so much higher. And so it takes a lot more convincing to get those projects off the ground.
Totally. And going back to the film, now I know how one gets Aileen pregnant because I have had the privilege to watch it already. But without giving too much away, can you tell our listeners, how such a thing occurs in the world of the film?
Yeah, absolutely. So our girl, Mary, finds out through her mom that the boy living next door has like a deformed appendage. And she's intrigued by that. So when they meet in the laundry later that night, she gets curious. Their meet cute in the laundry ends up with her getting splooged on.
That was a very succinct way of describing that. I'm very impressed by your ability there. Now, when you kind of decided to make a baby, you were living in a filmmaker's commune. What does a filmmaker's commune look like?
Yeah, well, oh God, best time of my life, the Candlelit Clubhouse. So we were living in what was an old rest home, but had been deemed unfit to be a rest home anymore. It was at the bottom of Maungakiki in Auckland. And it was essentially like, from the front, it looked like a villa, but it had a comically long corridor and about 19 bedrooms. And the rent was like $2,000 a week. But that meant that we were all paying about $100 each for our rooms. And so we could spend a lot less time working for money and a lot more time making our own art. And it gets described as a filmmaker's commune, but it was an artist's commune. Mm. We produced albums of music. Angela Dravid made her Billy T award-winning show out of that house, multiple theater shows, feature films, web series, and literally hundreds of music videos.
Sounds like a dream.
It was. It truly was. Just the amount of organic collaboration that happened in the communal spaces was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And science fiction, body horror, these genres, they're used time and time again, and really they have their initial roots in kind of understanding the human body, making peace with human experiences, drawn to that. Do you have a history with being attached to those genres or growing up watching them?
Great question. I think Thunderlips absolutely do. Mm-hmm. The Fly was a major inspiration for this film, for example. I am a lover of all genres of cinema, personally, as a producer. I don't have a specific genre I love to work in. I just love stories that move me, make me feel, make me think, and entertain me as well. So working in this genre for this particular story, especially given the body horror of it all, of the pregnancy, of the birth, and also actually of the aftermath. Breastfeeding was also a body horror unto itself.
Which is featured in the film as well.
This film. Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, so it's a metaphor that anybody who's been pregnant, who's had a baby, can relate to, that feeling of this being so alien and so mysterious and such a strange experience to go through. When you were pushing through with this idea, finding the roots of the film and making the film, and then even looking at it afterwards, did you kind of have an emotional connection to that?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Watching the film again for the 100th time at the Civic the other night in Auckland for the Auckland premiere at New Zealand International Film Festival, I was quite overwhelmed emotionally by the impact the film had on me as a mother and as a body that has been through that experience. And I think the people who have come up to me after watching the film at Sundance and also at New Zealand International Film Festival who have been the most moved have been women who have had experiences with their bodies in the medical institution, not just through birth, but also things like endometriosis and the body horror of having a female body and having to interact with the medical institution is something that is deeply impactful in the work and still affects me today, even after having seen it many times.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we make films, right? It's because we're translating our experience into something that someone else can view and go, oh my God, I feel something in this. And that's the beauty of cinema. What's the scene that you're most proud of or the one that you get the most excited for audiences to see?
Question. I think for me, the part that I love the most and get really excited about audiences seeing is the whole piece in the alien birthing nest.
That's my favorite bit as well. That's so cool.
Yeah, I love it. Visually, obviously, the alien birthing nest itself is an incredible piece of work that the team at Scale Studios in Wellington created for us. It's beautiful, a beautiful piece of work. And then the scene itself, what's happening there. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I'm excited for audiences to see it too. Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant is showing as part of the NZIF next Friday, August 21st here in Otipote. You can get your tickets online by visiting the nziff.co.nz website or by simply scanning the QR code on the back of the program's About Town. If you're down for a laugh and a cringe at the same time in the best way possible, this is one for you, a Kiwi classic for the modern age. Alex, thanks so much for joining me on the program this morning.
Thank you so much, Lily. And thank you, listeners.
Yeah, go out, see it, have fun, enjoy it. That was Alex Whitaker, producer of Mum, I'm Alien Pregnant, on the program, chatting about the NZIF showings of the film Across the Motu. August 21st is the one for Otipoti Dunedin. Get your tickets today.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.